JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we visit the community of Broadgate in St. Mary, and later, a Parent Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Apply for PICA services during the Civil Service Week Expo in Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can apply for next day, 3-day and 7-day passport service, unconditional landing and extension of stay, as well as Jamaican citizenship. No cash. Only debit and credit cards or manager's check will be accepted. Come visit the PICA booth at Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
This week we traveled through Stony Hill up to Golden Spring, through the winding Castleton Road, and made our stop in the hilly community of Broadgate at the home of Rahim Davy. The government has pledged to provide support to the family of the 12-year-old who was killed in his home after a boulder crashed into the house, also injuring his younger sister. A team led by the Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Desmond McKenzie, visited the area recently as a show of support to the family and community members.
You know, I'm really lost for words because the devastation of the location and the fact that a 12-year-old has lost his life is very unfortunate. It is very sad. There are serious challenges with this location. It is quite clear that the persistent rains that have been falling in the area over the last couple of months into weeks has contributed significantly to the land slippage that took place. The house has been totally destroyed.
Minister McKenzie has committed to helping with funeral arrangements and other financial expenses as Rahim's 8-year-old sister remains in hospital in critical condition.
We are only hoping that the miracle of the doctors and with God's help, that the child will overcome and start to breathe normally. I have already had discussions with Minister Shiny Robinson from the level of the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, and whatever can be done collectively will be done.
Minister McKenzie is also looking into the feasibility of moving the residents to another location, as the area is susceptible to further landslides. He is holding discussions with the St. Mary Parish Council to identify plans to accommodate the 30 residents living in that community. The minister was accompanied by representatives from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, the National Works Agency, and the Mining and Geology Division.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offence. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
A competitive business environment supports economic growth and development. Well-functioning markets promote efficient resource allocation. That's why goal number 8 is an enabling business environment. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Now it's time to take tips on being a good parent. Be available for your children. Notice when your kids are most likely to talk, for example, at bedtime, before dinner, or in the car, and be available. Start the conversation and let your children know that you care about what's happening in their lives. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.